C-H-I-V-A-R-I, isn't that the way it's spelled?
Yeah, I think so.
I believe that's the way it's spelled.
What did you call the biggest social event of the year here?
Well, I look on Christmas as the most sacred event of the year, as a holiday or a celebration, but the 4th of July is considered a great celebration too throughout the nation.
Mm-hmm.
But I think among Christian nations and people, I think Christmas would be about the most sacred celebration.
Did you come in town for social events here?
Yes, we attended church here while we lived on the farm. I've been a member of this Sayre church. Let's see, I put my membership in it. 51 years I've been a member of this church here. I brought my membership from the Doxy Methodist Church here. And then Mr. joined here.
Did you ever come in on Saturday nights for special social events?
Oh, we used to come to town on Saturday nights sometimes, come to shows. And then a lot of people would work all day, you know, and come in late and buy their groceries and come into town and see the folks.
Did they have dances here very often?
They used to, yes.
Did you dance?
I never danced after we came. I danced till my first, till Claude was born. I never danced anymore. I had any children. Mr. Beeson would dance. So occasionally I'd go when they'd have a big supper and dance. You know, they'd have big suppers here. And, oh, you never saw as much food hardly as they'd have. And everybody'd eat supper. And of course the men would pay so much that would cover the fiddler's fee and the supper and all. And they'd have big times. And then any time they'd get hungry later on the night or evening, we just go in and eat some more if they want to.
Yeah, I've been to several of those great kettles of food and
bowls. And then just have a big table, you know, and everybody eat.
Beans and chicken and potato salad.
And cakes and pies and salad. And
certainly a good place for a glutton, isn't it?
Yeah.
What is the big event for a boy at the end of the summer? Or perhaps I should say the small event when the summer ends. What marks the official end of summer for
you? You mean the vacation through the summer part of it?
Yeah. And,
well, I think he looks forward to a school affair, where college or high school or grade school or whatever it is in. I think they look forward to that, and a great many of them read it very much, I expect, too.
Yeah.
And a lot of mothers who leave think that school's going to start again.
Yeah, yes, indeed. Now we can get them out of the house.
Well, I did hear one woman say, she should just be so glad when school starts, I want to get rid of my kids. Well, I never felt that way about it.
No.
Of course, I was glad for them to go to school home and to try to get an education if possible, but I wasn't happy to get rid of them. I never felt happy to get rid of my children.
A lot of people now, though, regard the school as a sort of a social babysitting organization.
Yes.